News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Addressing teachers as Sir or Miss and calling them by their surname is Victorian and does not fit a modern education system. So says News Talk's own Simon Tierney in today's Irish Independent. And he joins us this morning. Simon, lay out your stall. What is your issue with the old school, you see what I did there, way of addressing teachers? Sir, Miss, Miss Kelly, Mr. Coleman, what's wrong with it?
Morning, Ciara. Yeah, so anyone who demands that they be addressed by a title, whether they be a teacher or a doctor or a president or a Taoiseach or a Tánaiste or a bishop or a priest, is showing their weakness. Requiring a title, requiring that you be addressed in that way, is showing, it's kind of the ultimate expression of insecurity, in the sense that you're having to assert your authority through the artificial creation of barriers.
So just parking teachers for one second, we will get to that. So for example, if Simon Harris comes into News Talk Studios, I shouldn't address him as Taoiseach. I should say, Simon, how's it going? Thanks for coming in.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't address him that way. I'm saying that he should take the initiative and say,
call me Simon.
Call me Simon. Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you set
same,
up...
Same with Michael D. Higgins. No president there.
No, I'm saying that it's okay to begin with that, to say hello, you know, President Higgins. But I think if he is confident in his own authority and in his own position as a man who has carried the office for 13 years and has huge respect around
he
the
should
country,
say, oh,
that he
call me
he
Michael.
Should be able to go, Michael. Because, and the reason why is because any dialogue, and I would imagine Michael D. Higgins, of all people, would believe this, any dialogue between two people should start on an equal footing. And I don't think that should
I
be different
in education.
I would fall
out of my standing if President Michael D. Higgins dropped his title in a conversation with almost anybody apart from people he knows very well. I would be incredibly shocked. I think he would be the last person to do it, to be honest. But let's move back to teachers. I see your argument that if you have to sort of hide behind a title, that that's not really a show of strength or authority. That's a show of weakness, because you need the trappings to confer authority. I think that's what you're saying. But is there harm in kids growing up respecting positions of authority?
Okay, so
should there be no authority?
Yeah, so you've hit the nail on the head there. What you've tapped into there and what you've just admitted to, Ciara, is a very old-fashioned Victorian view of respect. That respect comes from a hierarchical system, which is about naming conventions and about an inequality of position within those naming conventions.
But there is an inequality of position, Simon.
No, well, I asked a teacher about that when I was doing my research for the article. And he said that, you know, the education system in Ireland has evolved since I was a kid. Because when I was in school, if you dared to describe a teacher without using father or miss
or mister
or sir, I mean, it was...
You'd be in trouble.
It was really...
We used to do it as a matter of cheekiness sometimes.
Yeah,
with student teachers,
yeah.
We'd call them by their first names.
Exactly.
To kind of provoke them a little
and
bit.
And the teachers
poke them.
And the priests were held in this kind of elevated status.
But should there be no hierarchy at all in society?
Yeah, because
so no one's in charge of
the teacher was saying to
anything.
Me that the system has moved on, that it isn't about the sage on the stage anymore. It isn't about the master declaiming to the pupil anymore. That it's a much more collective experience. And I really like that because it makes the teacher a little bit more approachable. I remember when I was in school, there was one teacher who always had the respect of everybody.
There was often one, the ones
because he was completely calm and at ease with himself and with his own authority.
Mr. Denny,
and he didn't put up any barriers, any artificial barriers, and he had respect of the pupil.
But here's what. But we are coming back to kids, and this is because obviously your lovely 4-year-old has started school, and there is first names on the doors of the teachers' classrooms. But I suppose my feeling is that we are moving in a direction which, rightly or wrongly, where we're not saying to kids, like my kids' friends call me Ciara, my friends' kids call me Ciara, that's completely normal, my nephews and nieces call me Ciara, that's what I would expect and all that. But I think it is not, and that there is no harm, and I know you're describing it as old-fashioned and Victorian, but I'm really not that old. But my feeling is that children like structure. Children like boundaries. And without structure and boundaries, with everything in free flow and free play, that is an actually scarier place for children. Children like to understand that the muenthor at the top of the class is in charge. And if there's a problem, if little Johnny pokes them in the eye with his pencil, they can put up their hand and say, "Muenthor, sort it out," because they know someone is in charge. Children don't want
but
to be in charge.
But you're drawing an equivalence between being in charge and being called Mr. or Mrs. I don't understand that connection.
I think that...
Why are you that making that connection?
I think we confer respect on people
we
with
used
titles.
We used to, but we don't anymore. You just said that your daughters or your son's friends don't call you Dr. Kelly or Mrs.
No.
Kelly, right?
They don't call me anything. They
when
call
I
me
was
Kira.
A kid, I used to call all my friends Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah, we did too.
But we've all done away with that convention, generally speaking. Yet we haven't done away with it in a school system. It doesn't make sense.
Look, to be honest, we are inundated with texts that we can't get to, but we begin to... Loads of people are agreeing with you, Simon. There's 100% loads of people are agreeing with you. A lot of people are disagreeing with you too. I don't have a right or a wrong position on this. I just think no harm. No harm making them show a bit of respect. But I totally take on board. And it's a really interesting conversation. And thank you very much for joining us. Michael D, if you are, obviously I don't have to call you president, if you are listening, do text us in and ask us if you're cool with us dropping the title. I suspect no, but you let me know if I'm wrong. 087 1400 106 is WhatsApp. Thank you, Simon Tierney. Thank you for
starting the conversation.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.